When we last left Nora at the end of Ibsen's A Doll's House, she had just walked out on her husband Torvald and her three children, slamming the door and leaving everyone behind. Now it's 140 years later, and she's back. Sort of. And with a knock on the same door, Nora sets in motion Lucas Nauth's extraordinary play, A Doll's House Part 2, now at Berkeley Rep through October 21st. It is 15 years since Nora walked out, though as Berkeley Rep artistic director Tony Taccone notes, we are both back in time and in the present day. The set has old furniture, but there's a recessed ceiling light barely visible on the side. The dialogue is mostly formal, but it's punctuated by phrases from the modern lexicon, along with some words, commonplace now, that you'd never have heard in polite company. Scholars have pointed out that Nora, with her lack of education, would find it rough in the real world with only a handful of jobs, maid, prostitute, that she was qualified for. Lucas Nauth deliberately wanted to counter that assumption by making her a successful writer who uses a male pseudonym. Nora has grown into herself. She's fully realized, no longer the doll, no longer the plaything of a male society. Fully formed, she is free to argue her ideas with her former nursemaid, Anne Marie, who has raised the children in Nora's absence, and with her former husband, Torvald, and also with her daughter, a character too young for the first play, but now grown into a free-spirited woman. And they clash, Nora arguing for the rights of women and against marriage, the others dealing with their emotions and resentments, and at times with Nora's progressive ideas. The performances all match the quality of the writing. Mary Beth Fisher's Nora is all 19th century, except when she's not. And John Judd is a sympathetic Torvald, willing to go mano a mano with his strong-willed former wife. Nancy E. Carroll and Nikki Massoud, both excellent, round out the cast as nursemaid and daughter, respectively. And a shout-out goes to director Les Waters, whose use of silence as a tool in his arsenal is as powerful as the words and the acting. What separates A Doll's House Part 2 from most other plays and all other sequels, not that you need to see A Doll's House to begin with, and sends it into the stratosphere, is that, along with being very funny, it's a play that not only deals with personalities and emotion, but with ideas, ideas about how we live our lives, the nature of our relationships, and the role of gender in our society. It's not an exaggeration to say that A Doll's House Part 2 is one of the best plays to come out of the 21st century, and there's a reason why it was the most produced play in the country this past season. The Bay Area is lucky to see the play in such a terrific production. A Doll's House Part 2 by Lucas Nauth, directed by Les Waters, plays at Berkeley Rep's Rota Theater through October 21st. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.